This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Please stand by.
I start much pity when I sit up on a rhythm. You don't wanna buck up in a war when I'm amped up. I'm like Goku, you're like Krillin. I come from the era of Richard and Dylan. Stop that, start that, tiger, tiger. Mystic old deja vu, pipe, piper. Tings in boots, yeah, strider, strider. War guy, done I'm with a Luger. Get me, sorry, that's Bruiser. I can show you who's the real shooter. Yaga, schooled man from a junior. Cadell, envil him in the future. You're not a bad man, you're just a YouTuber. Ross got a bat to abuse ya. From East London, where the man never boop, boop, boop.
Fair for like Sean Pottercons. Inside, outside, running all zones. That boy's dangerous, leave him alone. Man's got too many links for the heat. F my lady when she wants to beat. Then I go raves and F up the beat. Washed up MCs wanna compete. Then I just dash them under the beat. I call for the thing and it might go boom. That might be too much for the room. OG Kush too loud to the room. Can't get too close, they're playing with a zoom. Then it's gonna rare tear and it goes boom. I don't wanna meet none of your fake friends. They're not allowed in the section again.
Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu. Man, it's not a pork thing, but us man, I go ham. Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu. Man, it's not a calm thing, everybody listen and watch. Baseline drops, everybody does. Get high for what? When you're ready, does. I don't wanna hear no talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does. Baseline drops, everybody does. Get high for what? When you're ready, does. I don't wanna hear no talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does.
You're not ready, my weight's too heavy. The beat, bang, bang, bang. But I'm no ficky, we grind through the day and don't get bricky. I'm gossiping less cause it's way too petty. I can't fail cause I'm way too edgy. When I come through everything get buried. You cannot stay big, you cannot sherry. I don't play around, I am not Jim Carrey. Me, I want food so I look for the belly. I sing songs but I'm not R. Kelly. Why you wanna pre me and watch like Tilly? When there's girls in the club who are shake like Dilly. Your girl la loves me like Lily. When I kiss her she said that she flow like Fury. I give her the vitamin boost like Fiji. That's why she ring my telly.
This ain't EA, I don't play games pussy, all you need to be A. You been even flown first class in a BA. I'm rocking beef like Lady Gaga. Them in the rule upset, they're broke. We ain't talk money, but they make less money than my PA. You should see how much I'm getting for a PA. Double your full crew set with a PA. Then when the war vets, I only war vets. Some of the MCs opposed and I tore them. Food fight, you were getting corn in your forehead. Wood right gang, my ass man have been there on holiday. I was the first man to tour them. My date sheets like a duvet, what's yours then? My set is the main one, what's yours then? Your name's taking up flash space, losers, no one supports them.
Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu. Man, it's not a poor thing, but us man, I go ham. Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu. Man, it's not a calm thing, everybody listen and watch. Baseline drops, everybody does. Get high for what? When you're ready, does. I don't wanna hear the talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does. Baseline drops, everybody does. Get high for what? When you're ready, does. I don't wanna hear the talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I'm talking to you, you, you too. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us. We got to get what we want. So you'd better think. Think. There was a time when we had respect. That's a thing I never will forget. Now baby, I got a life to live and a whole lot of love that I want to give. Yeah. But before I give it up,
Get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
Get jiggy with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Inside.
How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm ill as fuck, actually.
Same, bro.
I think we're all a bit under the weather today.
I'm the worst, sir.
Why are you the worst?
Because.
Why do you get that title?
Because.
Of being the worst of the worst of the worst.
Because I'm melodramatic.
I guess. No, I think everyone I've spoken to recently, well, in the past like day or two, is some kind of ill.
But I'm the worst.
But you're the worst.
If it's a competition, I'd win it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thanks.
I think it's the change of season. Going from, you know, blistering heat to this fucking shitty cold. And our bodies can't handle it.
Some good descriptive speech there.
Descriptive, not really. Yeah. Descriptive.
I was being sarcastic.
I know. Hello. Nat, are you feeling alright today?
No, I'm a bit peaky.
A bit peaky?
Yeah.
Peaky.
I felt better.
How are you feeling, Justin? Because everyone's ill, so it's just a bit...
I'm probably the only one with a clean bill of health.
Not after today's show.
No, I just recovered from a cold.
Yeah, well, you're getting this one, bro.
Oh, you just recovered from a cold.
Just recovered
so
from a cold.
So you were ill.
I was, yeah.
There
so you can.
Go.
There's still a bit of sniffles, yeah. You right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah.
You know, you've seen a ghost.
That's, you know, the past couple of weeks I've said that to you.
What?
Because you don't know this.
Something seems a bit off.
Off with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
My chair's falling apart.
Stop breaking.
It's usually. Don't ever give me that.
Done that.
You've broken the chair. You're gonna have to
did you break my chair, Julia?
No, you did it.
You she just came in and did that. She just fixed it for you.
Yeah, you broke it.
My ring seems to have disappeared.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, mate, me too.
It's the cold weather.
God damn.
So how is everyone feeling?
Not well, not good.
No? Yeah.
Not great. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah?
But I'm not feeling well.
Okay. I just played football, so I'm very happy.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Football?
Well, I had to shower, so I was running a little bit late. We played in the New River Sports Centre, mm-hmm. and they have showers, but they don't supply towels, and I completely forgot. That was the one thing I forgot to pack. So Charlie Merkel, who's a good friend of ours, Charlie Palmer Rothwell, as his actor name goes.
Oh, I didn't realise, because you do talk about Charlie Merkel. I didn't realise it was the same person.
They are the same person.
They are, yeah.
Why has he got... So his actor name is Palmer Rothwell, but his real name is Merkel?
No, his... it's difficult to explain.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Changed his name.
Let's not
complicated.
Get into it.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
I'll make but sense
now.
He drove me home.
Okay.
And I had a shower and got here as quick as I can. I think my driver's done a few bank jobs in his time.
Yeah,
because yeah, he knew shortcuts. He was like, it was a whipping excursion. Damn. Do you know what I mean? He was like, got to pick up that person. You know what I mean? Like, you're not a gangster. You're an internet version.
I love it.
He was killing it. Absolutely killing it.
I'm loving the Pokemon Steez.
Yeah, cheers, man. I've big shout out to Hype Clothing and Haddon PR because they really hooked me up.
I want some of that.
Yeah, well, I told you don't start. You're a dickhead, Harley.
What?
Because I told you to come.
I've got Pokemon tattoos.
I did tell you to come.
No,
I 100%
told me. You told me you told me about the clothing.
No, I told you to come.
For anyone that doesn't know, including me, I don't know what you're talking about.
And also, if anyone deserves Pokemon stuff,
it's you. You've got the Pokemon tattoo. To be fair,
onto me.
Yeah.
Well, where did you go to get all this free stuff?
To our good friends at Haddon PR. Oh. They do Hype Clothing's PR, and they've just done a collaboration with Pokemon. So I'm dripping in the shit, dripping in swag, dripping in Charmander,
swagger
and another
juice.
Pokemon that I don't know. Who's that?
Meowth. Dripping in swagger juice.
Doesn't even know the Pokemon's name.
Yeah, I know. I'm a full hype beast in this case. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the names. I know Charmander. We're Charmandem now.
Charmander.
Me and Charmander are Charmandem.
But you didn't know that was Meowth on the top.
I knew it was a cat.
But do you know about the Squirtle Squad?
No.
No, you don't.
Natalie, can you tell us a bit more about the Squirtle Squad?
Squirtle Squad. Are they cartoon? No, I don't know anything about them.
No, you've not joined up yet? No.
They sound like ruffians.
No, they don't. They sound like...
They are ruffians.
Are they ruffians?
Yeah. It's just a group of Squirtles in an episode of Pokemon. And they just go around causing mischief.
Okay.
They wear sunglasses and just keep it real.
I thought they were actual people that had named themselves the Squirtle Squad for like various reasons.
No, Squirtle Squad of G's though, for real.
Okay.
Does everyone... Yeah. Everyone seems to understand what the word... What does Squirtle mean?
It's a Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought out of everyone, you would know what Squirtle meant.
I do, I just pretend not to.
Wait, was that an innuendo?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just pretend not to.
That's not really an innuendo.
Yeah, it's not really. I just pretend not to. And I'm all racy.
Yeah, but let's just forget that I made a joke.
You two heard what you wanted to hear.
We're just joking with this side.
That's the gutter over there. Yeah. Their minds are in the gutter
we
over there.
We keep it classy over here.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Lads.
Oh, no, on a real though, my nose is on fuego.
It's a quite sick day at the office then. I'm glad you guys came in then.
Well, we got it from you last week, I think. Because you reckon? Had it last week.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm the only person you've come into contact with.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Definitely me. Seems legit.
I don't see anyone else apart from you three. When I leave here, that's it. I just go into hibernation for a week. Apart from Friday when I pop in, obviously. So you don't travel home? No.
Don't see anyone on the tube?
No one.
Okay.
Because I live here, actually, so that's why.
You do, don't you? That's why you've never experienced anything.
Exactly.
Is that why you're in your pyjamas?
Don't you start.
Well, because you're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, it's not pyjamas, is it?
Nah, it's a hoodie.
I was joking.
It's a hoodie and a dress. It's Lily Allen's
piece. Oh, fucking
hell. You're winding me up already.
I'm wearing a hoodie because and a dress, don't worry.
We need to have some like proper bonding time again because I think it's gotten to the point where you think I've like don't like you again.
I know you don't.
Because there was always things like you're so mean to me. It's like no, we're like really good mates. That's what I do with really good mates. Yeah. We wind each other up.
I think we do need some bonding time.
We do.
Yeah. Well,
bonding time.
We bond.
Recently, I fully bonded.
Yeah, you two are basically besties.
Yeah.
I left them.
I like her the most.
Yeah, I reckon.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Reece.
That is fair enough, actually. She's the most likeable, to be fair. Me and Harley are absolute dickheads.
For real.
To be fair. But, I left Reece and Natalie on, was it last Thursday?
Last Wednesday.
And just as I was leaving, you know, my favourite drink is Guinness. That's my favourite tipple. And literally, just as I was leaving, a Guinness rep came out and he went, "Oh, do you lot work here?" And I was like, "Do we fucking look like we work here? We're way too cool to work here. You mad?" And then he was like, "Oh, I mean, are you in the bar?" Like, and we were like, yeah, and I was like, I'm on my way home. And he was like, yeah, we've just paid for like, you know, a few rounds of Guinness, so everyone gets a free pint of Guinness, at least a free pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
And I was vexed.
Well, I gave mine to Reese over there. Yep. I gave my pints of Guinness. Oh, and also what I didn't know about you is that all this time I've been getting you lager, you don't even like it, you do like Guinness, so I've been getting that wrong the whole time.
And you've been getting me cider as well, so.
Do you not like cider?
I don't like it.
You like beer.
Sometimes when I ask you what you want to drink, you actually say cider.
I'm just, you know, because that's what you're getting at. It's just, you know, when...
I hate when people do that. Don't ever do that again, please. Because that is my pet hate. When I say to someone, what are you drinking? What are you drinking? I'm motherfucker, can you not make up your own mind?
No, I know what I want, but, you know, like, I just... You know, if someone's going to the bar, you don't want to just give them loads of orders. I'm just trying to be polite.
No, but it's not that, because I might be drinking a well-expensive cocktail and not up for buying you one. Do you know what I mean? That's the main reason you shouldn't ask someone what they're... Because I'm going to be treating myself. Do you get me? Do you know what I mean? If I've got a tenner, then my drink should probably cost about £7 and then you take the rest. Don't ask me what I'm drinking, bruh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You should just verbalise what you would like. Yeah.
I'm going for a daiquiri up in this bitch.
Would it be okay to, in a round to ask for a glass of champagne now? Is that a bit...
No, that's taking the piss.
Yeah, unless you're like some ballers.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in like, I don't know, what's a upmarket bar? Like Weatherspoons or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's upmarket for me. That's a step up to what I usually do. If you're in a Weatherspoons and then someone orders a glass of champagne, then I might just indulge.
You don't drink glasses of champagne in Weatherspoons. You drink pints of wine in Weatherspoons.
I need to get to me some Weatherspoons.
Own brand champers. Have you tried it?
No.
It doesn't exist.
Oh, right.
Prosecco, still no?
Prosecco,
well, if it's
fine.
Their birthday, I asked the other day, we were in Shoreditch House for Harriet Rose's birthday. Yes. And
We were. Yeah.
And I asked her what she wanted to drink, and she... glass of Prosecco. That's fine. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's fine.
She does do that. She did that to me, and I did the same thing, like... Okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Is Prosecco expensive?
In comparison, exactly. In Shoreditch House, it is, and in comparison to other drinks, it's going to be a bit more expensive.
I've never bought Prosecco.
I bought
a bottle of Prosecco like for a present for someone.
In a bar. Yeah, yeah. Well, Natalie drinks a lot of Prosecco.
I do like a Prosecco, but she's livid, Harriet, because in the pub next to us, they don't do it by the glass anymore. So I was like, well, I do like you, but I'm not buying you a bottle every time I go there.
They used to do
a glass of Prosecco.
They do Prosecco on tap in a lot of places, what? Don't they?
Yeah.
On tap. Imagine that.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, the pub near me does Prosecco and Desperados on tap.
Desperados?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Prosecco on tap. I could be wrong.
I love it.
£2.15 a pint.
Of what?
Desperados and Prosecco on tap.
Is that a student venue?
No, it's just in Hucknall, innit, where I'm from.
They have to sell Prosecco on tap.
Everything's £2.15 a pint.
Prosecco on tap.
It's got to blend in to look like the beers and stuff, innit?
Wetherspoons is the most expensive bar on the high street in my town.
Wow. Well,
this is Nottingham, because I feel like I might need to come there.
This is in Hucknall. This is in the town I live in. Yeah, the town I live in Nottingham.
Named after Mick Hucknall.
Yeah, that one.
Clearly.
Yeah.
The guy who said that it was a disgrace to his name in the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
God damn.
If the town wanted to sue Mick Hucknall, they would come to you to give out legal advice.
They would.
As should damn people straight. To the show.
Absolutely.
How would they get in touch with the show?
Yeah, if you want legal advice, then email us at...
That was good. That was good, Nat.
I know, that was really
good. That was seamless.
I was waiting for an angle to get in.
Yeah, that wasn't seamless, though. I was literally halfway through saying the email address, and then you interrupted me. So thanks, Hailey.
Shut up, man.
INC@fubarradio.com or tweet to us.
At FubarRadio.
Correct.
I was waiting for a .com there.
No. What? Why did tweet to us at FubarRadio.com?
I'm an idiot.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm actually an idiot. Genuinely was waiting for a .com. Because I wanted to interrupt you, so I was waiting for you to go .com and then I would have said something.
I could kind of see.
Yeah, you see my face gearing up for an interruption.
You haven't looked at me like with that much of a pagan face for a while. So I could see.
Since the last solstice.
Yeah. You're trying to move for that paganism.
Well, let's get into some more music, and then after we're going to be talking about a virgin bride who battered her husband because she was scared of his hairy, scary cucumber penis. You're on FUBAR Radio. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Nigga, go and get funds. Shouldn't have to show a nigga how the shit done. I just wanna show this lady how the thing run. What you saying, baby? Tech time. P's and Q's, a nigga never left mine. KA taught a nigga that from day A. You was in the alley trying to get a neck shine. Hype. New thing sounding quite mad. Life. New girl better than bad. Life. She talks a little bit too much to be completely honest, but I love to know she making air touchy tech. Aye. I don't wanna tell a nigga he can get ghost. Talking about bars might say a man's cold. If you're from nuts, might say I'm Billy. Baby girl be trying to give a nigga that T. Buzz a nigga that left eye and give a man chili. Yeah. Tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah. Tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah. 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 Tell her she can get it, she can get it, she can get it. I already done hit the galley with a hat trick. I'm going for the fourth time, she gonna wanna kid it. You ain't gonna get it. I'm just trying to make it to a million. Mom and daddy made it from the village. How you gonna say that we ain't winning? Nigga, I just pin it on the ignorance and kill it while I'm shitting on them motherfucking villains. I don't wanna tell a nigga he can get ghosts. Talking about bars might say your man's cold. If you from nuts might say I'm Billy. Baby girl been trying to give a nigga that T-buzz, a nigga that left eye and give a man chilling. Yeah, tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah, tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm on my figures. Sorry but it's gonna be a minute. Currently I'm focused on my figures. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Yeah, I'm gonna hit it. I'ma hit it in a minute. But I'm focused on my figures. So I'm sorry but you better wait a minute. Sorry but you better wait a minute. Sorry but you better wait a minute on my figures. Sorry but you better wait a minute. Said I'm sorry but you better wait a minute. Focus on my figures like action man. Why tryna flex like you stack big bank? I ain't tryna flex like my stack is OT. I'm just tryna stack like my flex is done. Relax and check some bank. Chill out, just relax. Just chill out and chill out some skits for fun. Jet out the ends of the sun. Bring out the Zeds and bum. What you really want? Said you want a nigga with a dough. Said you want a nigga with the cash. But that dough doesn't grow on no tree. So I'm in it to the last. Tryna make it from a peasant to the palace. Or at the least to KOD. So I can drop some Lizzie on a body. I said I'm dropping my Lizzie on a body. For queen of the country, aye. From the day we run out, you don't know this shit being a bumpy ride. But I don't mind. Every day I come out my yard. Keys in the car, then I go grind. I can never be a slacker of a low life. Niggas looking at me and they getting upset. I couldn't give a fuck, I wouldn't wanna know why. Eat that, give your boy a second, I'll slide up in it. Yes, when I'm in the milk, I know you really wanna ride up in it. Yes, so give your boy a second, in a minute I'll align my figures. Oh yes, don't give a penny to no wide eyed bitches. No, I just gotta mind my figures. Yeah, I just gotta mind my figures. Yeah, I just gotta mind my figures. I don't wanna tell a nigga he can get ghosts. Talking about bars might say your man's cold. If you from nuts might say I'm Billy. Baby I've been trying to give a nigga that T-buzz, a nigga that left eye and give a man chilling. Yeah, tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah, tell her I'ma holler in a minute. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm on my figures. Sorry but it's gonna be a minute. Currently I'm focused on my figures. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Yeah, I'm gonna hit it. I'ma hit it in a minute. But I'm focused on my figures. So I'm sorry but you better wait a minute. Sorry but you better wait a minute. Sorry but you better wait a minute on my figures. Sorry but you better wait a minute. Said I'm sorry but you better wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Thank you. ready now. Yeah. I just, yeah. I just wanna get up in it, yeah. Yeah. I just wanna get up in it, yeah. What? Yeah. I just wanna, yeah. I just wanna get up in it, yeah. Yeah. Look. Baby, you're badder than baddest nuts. Baby, you're badder than if you had a rubber called Paddy, and Paddy there got baddied up. Baby, you're badder than getting locked up. Baby, you're badder than getting fucked up. Baby, you're badder than when Miguel, that girl there, wore a jaw with a left drop. Badder than Michael Jackson, badder than taking crack, badder than a war in Iraq. Baddest that a nigga ever had, don't know about that, but you're still bad, very, very bad. Got me thinking about you on the low, I wanna buy. You're very bad, yes.
You're on FUBAR. That was TLC by Humour. At first, I thought it was Humour by TLC, and I was like, T-Boss is sounding mad different nowadays, boy. Her balls finally dropped.
God dang.
Wicked. I love TLC. Well, TL, as they're now known. TC, because there's no left eye anymore. Which isn't a joke. That's actually just. Yeah. I'm still very sad that we lost left eye.
Too.
You know, TLC were great. They were one of my favourite. One of my favourite groups, irrespective of gender.
Ever.
Maybe they'll be in Play All Toh sense. Win today. Maybe they won't.
Maybe.
Is that meant to be a segue to be we're playing Play Toh Win today?
Yeah.
We're playing Play Toh Win today. It's Justin versus Reese.
Gonna lose again.
I thought it was Michael versus Reese.
So did I. But you know, Harley's just like. Do you know what Harley is to this radio show? What? Harley's like the one that always breaks the fourth wall.
Mm.
Always. That's what I love about Harley. If anyone listening wants to know what's going wrong on the show, you can bet your bottom dollar that Harley will tell you at some point.
Yeah.
That's what I love about you so much.
I think people want to know what's going on.
They do want to know what's going on.
It's quite funny.
It is. I've got used to it. Yeah. I've got used to it.
You've never called me by my real name though, so that's good.
Huh?
Sarah DeBunda.
No, that's not my name.
Natalie.
Ting Ting. Is your name Ting Ting?
Yeah.
What is
how
your
do you
name?
Know that? I can't reveal. I'm not.
You made a song.
When we bond, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Are we doing bondage or just bonding? Because I need to know what to wear.
I think we'll start with bonding, but bring bondage.
Because it'd be well awkward if I turn up in my mask and we're just playing FIFA or something.
Yeah, that'd be mad awkward.
Bring it, because later on, once we've bonded, then you get onto bondage, don't you?
Okay, bondage always comes after bondage. For bonding. Sure. What do we do for? Do we watch Bond?
Yeah, we
eating bonbons.
Yeah.
And then we go on, then we bond, then we do some bonding, and then we do bondage.
Is the night hosted by Sarah DeBunda?
Sarah DeBunda.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My night of bonding.
Okay,
cool.
All right.
Okay.
And we're not going to spend any cash. Premium bonds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That's settled then.
That's all.
I'm still trying to think of bonds.
It's so easy to remember
Bring
now.
On the bonding night.
Yeah. It's going to be a bon nuit.
Bon Iver will be my
Bon Iver's going to be providing the music. Didn't Come on, know. Skinny Love, just last year.
He's the warm up, Bon Jovi, main act.
Come on, c'est bon.
My.
Come on, skinny love, take my hand.
And you be ordinary tickets. And you'll be paying all the fines. I'll be issuing you a ticket. Because you are packed in the wrong place.
You're packing in the red line.
It's going to be a great night.
It is going to be a
He's
great night.
When should we do it?
I think next Wednesday at 6 o'clock would be good.
Yeah?
Yeah, straight after the
should
show.
Yeah.
Soon as we leave the office. Stay.
Because yeah, because you produce Hannah Witton.
I do, yeah. But you could hang around. I mean, I think I'm worth waiting till 8 o'clock for to see, but you all have
debatable,
to leave.
Debatable. Let's have a debate while we wait.
Okay, and let's also talk about cucumbers.
Yes, let's. Okay, cool. So this is very, very interesting. This is something that's caught our attention here offices of Payne and Sylvester. Incorporated. Can't forget the Incorporated.
It's caught our eye.
Yeah, it's caught our eye.
In our spare time when we're not giving
out
we're looking at research.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
We're gonna have to represent one of these people.
There's definitely some legal issues in here.
Absolutely. So a virgin bride battered her husband because she was scared of his hairy, scary cucumber penis, which is a quote.
She called it that.
Sounds like a nursery rhyme.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss for adults.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hairy, scary cucumber penis and other stories.
Once there was a hairy, scary cucumber
penis. And I mean this, there really was a hairy, scary cucumber penis.
One day,
it was playing tennis with Venus,
the virgin bride.
She smacked him over the head. Okay. All right, so she,
I love the groom's name.
It's great. We're going to get onto that. That's wait. The surprise.
Yeah, wait.
Right. So this virgin bride branded her husband, her newly wedded husband. She said he had a hairy, scary cucumber penis, and said it was far too big for her to handle. Well, you're not meant to handle it, love. Groom Manombo Madiibi. Nicknamed Anaconda by friends. I love that.
What?
I love that.
I wish my friends gave me a cool nickname.
Ended up with a bandaged head after his new wife struck him with a wine bottle. So I want to know which head she hit him on.
The little one or the big one? Or both big ones.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. The one that's meant to be little is probably bigger than the one that's meant to be big. Yeah. He said all was well and she enjoyed the foreplay, but all hell broke loose the moment I took off my underwear. When I tried to penetrate her, she bit my ear before squeezing my balls. You sure you're not married to Mike Tyson? Before I knew it, she knocked me over with a bottle of wine before attempting to suffocate me with a red and white teddy bear I'd bought her as a gift. What? I bet it was one of those tacky ones that say I love you on the chest. No wonder she tried to kill you, mate.
How do you suffocate someone with a teddy bear? Oh, put it over their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
He said that his screams woke up other guests in their B&B in the small coastal town of Coffee Bay, South Africa. I wonder why it's called. I bet fucking Starbucks just like took it over. They colonised parts of South Africa. He added, we took different buses back home.
Where were they?
In Coffee Bay.
Coffee Bay, B&B.
Oh, B&B.
Yeah. I don't want to lay charges against my new wife. I love her.
Aww. That's cute.
I think she's angry because I could only afford a cheaper honeymoon instead of the one she wished for in Zanzibar. Didn't even know Zanzibar actually existed. And Timbuktu. Those places are real.
Yeah.
He said he met his wife. He said he met his unnamed wife at church last year.
Maybe that's why she's angry.
She ain't even got a fucking name. She's been around this long and no one's decided to name her. She's just got a surname now, which is Madiibi. So he said he met his unnamed wife at church last year and she told him she wanted to abstain from sex until they were married. Mr. Madiibi, who earned his Anaconda name after his football teammates saw his penis in the changing rooms, added, I've only heard of penis enlargement and not penis shrinking.
Because how big is it? I'll have a bit.
How big's an Anaconda?
An Anaconda?
Yeah. An Anaconda.
An Anaconda's like really
the length
long.
Of this room and more.
Do you know if you get someone take it off? Can I have it off him? Is that how it works?
So secondhand penis,
a black
meat.
And white penis.
Yes, I have a zebra
mind.
Crossing.
Bro, I don't mind. Do you know what I mean? I feel it's going to be massive.
That's
imagine
an
that. Yeah. Imagine you see the one there with the woman touching, or this one here with the man like petting the head.
Yeah,
the right.
I would smash someone with a wine bottle if that came towards me.
It must have sounded like a Nicki Minaj song, didn't it? My anaconda, dope.
That's not real.
What Jesus. The snake?
What that?
That woman's petting must have eaten something just now.
That's not real. No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Biggest python snake, giant anaconda, world is found in Amazon River.
Is it a python
Bullshit.
Or an anaconda?
Yeah, that's real.
No, anacondas do get about that size, but I don't know if that one's particularly real. I like this guy, though.
No one else can see it.
No one else can see it, but we'll describe.
Jesus.
He's massive.
I'm not happy. No, I see. I'm now on the bride's side.
Right, now let me put it away and watch this video.
Brilliant.
Bullshit. Thanks. Wait, hold on. We need to see the size of the snake.
It's a big snake.
It is a large. Biggest python snake.
Yeah. So if that's where he's got an anaconda in his pants, then no wonder she's a bit pissed off.
Well, the thing is, maybe we won't get to represent any of them because his wife claims that she never hit him or tried to suffocate him.
Fine, okay.
And the couple have agreed to get counselling and not involve the police. So if the police don't get involved, then I doubt we will.
No, but she says that his penis is
long
like a cucumber and hairy and scary like a bush.
Yeah, because bushes are mad scary.
They are scary,
boy.
And not very hairy, are they, bushes?
No, bushes aren't hairy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a hairy bush. They're kind of leafy.
Bit bushy, yeah.
But not hairy. Hairy. Hair's hairy.
Yeah. So, but I think if they did tried to go to court or charge each other, who would you want to represent here? Anaconda or the unnamed lady?
I'm gonna represent the guy. I think this is not a battle of the sexes, but I think that you can't be persecuted for being well endowed.
Yeah.
You know?
God, otherwise I'd be locked away.
Yeah, I'm totally on the other end of the scale there, so I'd be like an ultra free man. I'd have the keys to the city.
I'd be jail free forever.
Yeah, if you got locked up for having a big penis, I would like have the keys to the city or something.
Maybe Anaconda can donate a couple of inches to you. Yeah,
perhaps.
I need that.
I probably could as well.
That would make it a couple of inches long.
It's like a nipple.
Lol, self-deprecating.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get to represent any of these guys.
Why not?
Which is annoying because they're going to get marriage counselling, and unless we can provide some of that, we provide legal counsel.
But unless she gets named, I think she might want to take someone to court soon.
Yeah, I think maybe we could try and name her.
Yeah, what can we name her?
Who's famously what was the woman who the bobbit that chewed off her?
Wayne,
was it Lelaina?
Lorena Bobbitt.
So we're not going to call her that.
She cut. Do you remember John Wayne Bobbitt? I think his name was, and she cut his penis off.
Well, she chewed. Didn't she bite it?
Did she cut it off? She cut it. Yeah.
Someone did bite someone.
Why?
I believe he was unfaithful.
So yeah. She cut off his penis.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah
that's so fair.
Standard response. Yeah, no.
Fucking hell, my penis feels weird.
Yeah, but he went into porn. Because he got it reattached and then he did some porn stuff.
But it's really.
He got it reattached. Mm. Oh, he's chilling then.
Was it like Frankenstein's monster? Was it like obvious stitching?
I believe he got better second
in
time.
In the shaft. Two bolts just under his belly.
Oh.
Prince Albert, really?
Hasn't someone here got
a Prince Albert? Yeah.
You've got one, haven't you, Reese? Yeah. He's got a Prince Albert.
That's how I know he's telling the truth because he says it all the time.
Yeah.
He's never forgotten.
Reese
and his Prince Albert.
Penis ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely got one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it.
A penis ring and a Pokemon ball tattoo in your groin area.
Yeah.
You got an interesting groin area.
I was just a weird child. I mean.
Oh, you got them done as a kid?
No, well, like when I was 17, 18, but that one, I mean, the Pokemon ball, I've got no excuse. That was recent, so.
Oh,
you don't need an excuse, you need a reason. That's cool as shit.
Yeah,
well, I was in Tokyo and then Ben Smallwood tattooed a Pokemon ball on me, and it started to fade, and I quite liked the. We're in Tokyo and we tattooed ourselves, and it was cool. So
yeah, mate.
Just got it touched up, redone. And now it's looking 10-10, so...
Yeah, but your ball's touched up. Strong.
Okay. Have you got a stud?
Look at his penis.
Nah! Get your mind out of the car. We were just talking for about 30 seconds about a Pokemon ball tattoo. And then
I was...
And then you're back, straight back to the
Natalie,
penis.
But Natalie was like, fully like, oh, okay, like, wait, is it a stud though? I was like, when she thought, I think it...
I didn't know what was happening.
She was like, fully prepared then.
No,
to,
but
like,
the thing is, we were so obviously talking about a Pokemon ball because he went, Ben tattooed a Pokemon ball on me, it faded, got it touched up in Japan. Do you want to see it? Is it a stud?
You didn't know what I did. Because you're thinking, what...
She's like, okay, all right, we're about to see his penis.
She didn't bat an eyelid.
I actually thought you had a tattoo of a ball on your ball.
No. I've just got a... I mean, I don't have the Prince Albert in now, but I do wee in two directions, so that's quite cool.
Matting.
So, that's so annoying.
It's quite... I know, like, I do piss on the floor a lot, but it is quite cool.
Oh.
Yeah, don't invite me around your ass.
No.
I have to sit down wee.
I had to get a urinal installed in his yard.
No, I can't. Even at a urinal in public toilets, bro. If you ever see like a little wet patch in front of that, that's because I've been there. But like, swear to God,
if Reese ever pisses himself, there's nothing there. It's literally just down his trouser legs.
Yeah.
But the outside.
Yeah.
Pisses in his own pockets.
But then when I had the ring in, like it would shoot off all angles of the ring, so it would come out in like four streams. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That was annoying.
Mad thing.
And like women hated it.
What, when you pissed on him?
Yeah. I'm like, spit back.
Why can't it be in one stream?
No, women just, they just hated it.
Fair play.
Yeah. So, got rid
I
of
could
that.
Never, ever get my penis pierced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, neither can I.
Ever, ever, ever.
So, we're going to get into another tune. But
yeah.
After we do that, let's play to win.
Yeah.
Because it's Reese today, but Reese has got to leave at 5.
Yeah. Oh.
So we got to get into it early doors.
Right. Sweet. Yeah, let's do it. You're on Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Love. Love. I know you can hear me. See, we've known each other a long time. I guess right now you've got the last laugh. I know I abused you. I took advantage of you. And I used you selfishly. Apologize now. You see, because after suffering so much, I know that I was wrong. You're the only one I can turn to, because I misused you. And you're the only one that can straighten it. You see, love, I can't sleep. Even eat. Don't go anywhere anymore. Love, beg you to help me. And love, if you help me just this once, I won't misuse you anymore. I won't be cold anymore. Forever keep in my heart.
It's Wednesday. Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows, Natalie King.
Thank you.
I just slapped my headphones cord out.
Can I have a quick another look at the thing?
What? Don't show it to Reese though.
Why would I do that?
I think I sort of forgot. Harley, you have to help me because I haven't played it for so long. I've been in charge of it.
Okay. Flexing, yeah. Flexing.
So the rules have changed a bit on Play to Win. I'm not going to tell you what the day is. You have to guess what the day is. And now I'm going to have
Wednesday.
Yes.
Point for Michael. Oh, I nearly said. But I will let you have a guess after every song.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Harley?
Yeah, I think that worked pretty well.
It did work well. So it's the day is today.
I've already predicted the score of this one.
Oh, okay. Do you want to reveal?
I'm guessing 7-0.
7? Oh, interesting. Okay.
What, Reese?
You haven't said it. Well, Reese, you need to come over here.
That's what she said.
So, Michael, would you like to test your button, please?
Oh, sorry.
No,
it's 14.
17.
Oh, I just thought. Wait, sir.
Fuck you, Gary.
Yes!
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fuck you, Gary.
Reese, you're number 12, please. And actually, they kind of match up, these two.
Isn't that a porno name?
Fuck you, Gary.
Isn't that a porno name?
Fuck you, Gary.
Isn't that a porno name?
Isn't that a porno name?
Yeah. So, shall we begin?
What can I do?
I can't read.
What do you mean? Like, what can I do? Like, I want to do something
next week.
What can I do?
What can I do?
Do nothing. Just watch. Just watch.
Can you keep score, maybe?
Spectator.
Can you keep score?
Has this got further away?
Can you just look a bit glamorous over there, Harley?
I don't know. I'll work out.
Don't help.
Sit there and look cool in your granddad shirt and your half cap.
Should we go into
just
number
sit
one?
Look cool.
Was that a little pie?
No, it was I like granddad shirts. Why would it be a pie?
As I know, as you said, sit there and look cool in your granddad shirt and your huff cap.
Yeah.
It sounded a bit like pie-y.
No.
I mean, guys, I've got somewhere to be, so if you
don't mind. Yeah, come on. Chop, chop. Let's get on with number one. No. I know that app was you because you definitely pressed 14,
sorry,
for the sake.
Yeah.
Yes. Go on, Michael Payne.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not. I thought it was Guy Garvey's band.
Elbow. Am I helping you? That's ridiculous. No,
is it
not
Elbow?
It's not Elbow,
oh, right,
though.
Okay, cool.
But would you like to hear it again?
Yes,
or would
please.
You like... Okay.
Hey! Fuck you, Gary.
Yes.
Queen.
Who?
It's Queen.
Queen,
it?
Yes.
Yeah, Fat Bottom Girls.
That's correct. Would you like a guess at the day, both of you, please?
National Girl Day.
No.
Is it national, like something to embracing your body shape?
No.
Okay.
Let's get on to number two.
Is that a
yes, Reese.
Is it Madness?
No. Would you like
to? I don't know.
I know this song, but I wouldn't know the name of the artist.
I mean, I know that you.
It's not the Specials, is it?
No, it's sort of an American singer before that. I think it's certainly Scary, the Specials, Madness would sort of be influenced by this person. And it's also the name of a dance that you do.
Jive?
The Jive is not a jive.
If
you untangle something, what would it be in the first place?
Tangled.
Knotted.
Tied up. It would be all like.
Think of actual dances.
Yeah, dances. I did American dances.
You know me and my dancing.
twist.
Yes, yeah, you're saying it right. So you said the twist.
The twist, yeah.
Who's that by, though?
I wouldn't have known the name of the artist.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you?
Is it one of those names that it's like shaking someone or driving someone?
The song is called The Twist, but it's by an artist who's got two names. It's a man and his. I don't know how to give more.
I don't think.
Maybe you won't know this guy then.
Okay.
It's called Chubby Checker.
Oh yeah, I do know that name. Yeah, I did know he sang that song though.
The Twist. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would you like a guess at the day again, please?
Body. Something to do with body. National.
Is it
body.
National Slimming Day?
No, it's not. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, is that the ice cream van?
Is it who, sorry?
Sorry, I thought that was the ice cream van.
No, it's not. Let's play it again.
Mum! Can I get 50p?
The bell means that they're out of ice cream.
It's not the ice cream van.
Come on,
van.
This one's so...
You know this. That's what I knew Hollywood knows.
What do you mean we got choc ices at home?
It's not an ice cream van.
Is it not an ice cream van? I don't know then.
What? Are you serious?
You have to know that
you have
one.
To
Magic
know
roundabout.
I'll
be Clue Master.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. I'm Charlie, the Clue Master.
The band. Okay.
It's not helpful, say
something. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Miming doesn't help that. Yeah.
Okay, so it's two words.
Okay.
Second
Wait,
word.
Is this the band or the title?
The band.
Right.
It's two words.
Mm-hmm.
Second word. Me, Reese, and Justin are them. The lawyers.
No.
The law.
Boys.
No. Yes.
I'm a man, speak for yourself. So think. Think the second word of the.
It's boys. They are American. An American band.
Beach Boys.
Yes. Yeah. What would the song be called? Maybe?
I'll
give you a point.
He's the reason. No idea. I'm just happy to be here.
It's definitely a song. It's definitely going to be a song about like.
It's actually not.
It's not the title relating. It's more
something in the song.
Yeah. No. It's actually more of the album that it's on.
It's not on Pet Sounds, is it?
It is on Pet Sounds.
I don't know if I wanted to cheat, I could so easily right now.
Wow.
Because Natalie shows the thing. I'm trying not to look. That's the thing. That's the annoying thing about Natalie.
Okay.
That's
right.
The annoying thing about Natalie.
Okay.
Sounded properly. The only annoying thing about Natalie. Oh,
thank you.
She helps us cheat.
Any songs by the Beach Boys. What's like their most famous song?
Opposite to
Surfing?
No.
What's opposite
I thought Surfing USA was their most famous song.
I mean, it might be. But it's one of their like really famous
really
ones.
Really famous songs from Pet Sounds. It's not bad.
Good. But good Vibrations.
No, that's actually a good clue actually. What's the opposite? Horrible.
Nice.
Great.
Nice, yes. Good one, Reese. Come back. But what's the song? I need a full title though, please.
Nice
cool. Ass. Come on, Reese. nice pair of tits. Come on, Reese.
No.
Nice day. We.
No, I'm giving it up. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Oh, yeah, I don't know Beach Boys titles apart from Surfing USA.
Okay.
If that is a Beach Boys song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's it. Number four. I fucked up there. What's the day?
Oh yeah, beauty.
No.
Paintings.
Michael, what's the day?
Love Yourself Day.
No, number four.
Isn't that a porno name?
Fuck you, Gary.
Yes, that's Reese.
Is
yes.
it Snoop Dogg? No, drop it like
yeah.
it's
But these times, I swear, I pressed the buzzer first last time. But it's cool. No. Have that. Have that. It's
I
fine.
Knew that one before. What's the it's day? I just knew by looking at the button, bro. That one was so obvious.
I just have to keep eyes on fingers now. What's,
what's? You better keep your eye on that motherfucking paper. That's what you better do.
What's the day, Reese?
Am I even going in the right direction with my previous answer?
I don't know. What was your previous one?
Like beauty, body.
No, no.
Body, kind of.
No. Yeah.
Self-love?
No.
Said that.
Michael. Jesus.
Is it national... Oh, because I keep thinking about bodies. It's nothing to do with bodies.
It actually is to do with... Yeah, I will say it's something to do with bodies, yeah.
Oh. National Low Metabolism Day.
No, number five. Number five. Finger down. Yeah, down a bit. I got like it.
It's. Fuck you, Gary.
Yes, yes, please, Michael Payne.
Is it Bob Dylan?
No.
No,
but not in the similar song.
It's not time to make a change.
Yeah, you know the song. Well, you haven't told me what the title is. Actually.
Who sang that originally again?
Come on.
Is it one of...
It's a folk singer who has changed his name in recent years.
Ray Peacock.
No, no. It's not Ian Boldsworth, no. No, no. He is English?
I can't...
That's going to piss me off. I always thought Bob Dylan... No, he's not Bob Dylan.
I've actually forgotten what it is.
Because Boyzone covered it. Boyzone covered it.
Boyzone covered it. Shut your eyes, Reece. Shut your eyes. Five.
Just sit down and take it
easy. Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. It used to be called like...
No. It used to be called the name of the person I'm looking for.
There's so much
you want. I want to help you. I want to help you. He did other songs.
He's now called...
Would you know if I told you his name now? Maybe, maybe not. He's now called Yusuf Islam. It's not helped. Is that helped?
Cat Stevens.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's correct. And what's the song called, please?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Mr. Stevens, what's the song called that?
Yusuf Islam.
Yusuf Islam. Cat Stevens.
You said Islam.
Yusuf Islam.
No, you said it.
You said it first. You said it.
You, Seth Islam.
Seth Islam.
You, Seth.
Seth. Oh, I know the title of the song, but I just can't remember. I'm just going to settle for the point with Cat Stevens.
Father and Son.
That's it.
That is it. Okay. What's the day? What's the day, please?
What was the name of the song?
Are you remembering the titles?
I beg you give me the titles of these tunes, because we went from like Fat Bottom Girls to Father and Son, and this is all just getting a little bit weird.
Let me go through. Queen, Fat Bottomed Girls, Chubby Checker, The Twist, Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice, Snoop Dogg, Drop It's Like It's Hot, Cat Stevens, Father and Son. This is tricky, especially
How does Drop It Like It's Hot fit in with the
Think
rock
about the names of the artists
rather than the song title names.
And the song title.
Dog, National Animal. Stop eating
Animals Day.
Vegan Day.
No. That is incorrect, but you are moving onto more of a you're doing better.
It's your face.
Okay, number six.
Isn't that a porno name?
Yes, please, Reese.
Oh, I know the song, but I am not going to be able to tell you what it is.
I didn't even hear it, to be fair.
Okay, well, let's play it again then. I think you would have known this one.
No, I'm a mind block for some reason as well. I do know this song. And if you played it, I would just be able to sing all the words.
If you think of the title, I think it's what all four of us are when we are in the same room at the same time.
Present.
What?
Jokes.
No!
Bants galore.
Let me see again.
No. Number six. Shut your eyes, please, Reese.
Incorporated.
No.
Together?
Yes, but what are we when we're together?
Joke. Together again.
No.
Together now.
Word before together.
All together.
No.
Happy together.
Yes, happy together. That's correct.
Me and you, and you and me. Yeah.
Who's it by
then?
You've got the song title. Who's it by?
That's not by the Beach Boys as well, is it?
No, it's not.
I can see
very good song.
It is.
Give me a clue.
They've got a shell.
Hmm?
They've got a shell. The band. Have a shout.
The tortoises.
No, but
the turtles.
Yes, the turtles. That is correct.
Matting. Reese doesn't even try and react to like the clues. He just like waits for you guys to like go.
What's the day, Reese? That is the turtles happy together.
Love animals.
No, Michael. What is the day, please?
Love yourself.
No, number seven.
What? I don't know.
Fingers on buzzers. Fuck's sake. I think Reese is. I think you can get this one, Reese. Let's go.
That was Reese.
I like big butts and I
cannot lie.
By
yeah. Yeah, I'm
fucking
no.
We got a point. So it
mix a lot. Oh my god, yes. Smashed it. Thank you. Reese, what is the day?
But he never got the title right though.
He did. What did he say? You're right.
You didn't.
What's it called, bro?
No, so no, what? That matters because so I can get a point off that shit now.
Do you want to have a guess at the title? It's not I like big butts and I cannot lie. It's not that.
Get sprung?
No, I'm passing it over.
Fuck you, Gary.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, go back.
Today when like when you lose at FIFA in the last minute, that's how I feel now.
Well, what's the day, please, Reese?
I don't even give a shit.
I'm not having this. Don't throw it. Sir Mix-a-Lot, baby got back.
I mean, we've gone with animals and about booties. Like,
yeah, it's all a bit mad.
Do you remember that Animal Farm video that went around?
Is it National Bestiality Day?
Is it?
Yeah,
like,
well done.
10th anniversary of Animal
Maybe
Farm.
Maybe just don't think. Oh, I can't give. I can't reveal that till the end. Okay. What do you think it might be if you combine the two?
Doggy Style Day.
No.
Is it National Pet Day?
No, it's not that. Let's go on to number doggy eight. Style Let's day go on to number eight.
Though. Doggy. It's Doggy Style Day every day. Fuck you, Gary.
Yes.
Elvis Presley.
No.
No?
No.
Is it only you?
No.
It's not?
No. It's, do you have any guesses?
I would not be nowhere to begin.
Well,
to guess.
It's a fruit. The name of the song involves a fruit.
Sharon?
Okay.
What? Sharon's a bit of a fruit, isn't she?
Sharon fruit. It's a fruit.
No, it's a fruit.
There is a fruit called Sharon. Yeah. I thought you were joking.
She's a bit fruity. And something you would climb up.
Strawberry?
No. Not strawberry, but it's berry.
Banana pole.
But it involves a berry. It's not strawberry.
Grapevine.
It's
something mountain.
No, think of other berries. It's not strawberry. It's
raspberry. Blueberry.
Yes, blueberry.
Mountain. Hill.
No, blueberry hill. Yeah.
Blueberry hill by, yeah. I don't know, to be fair, because okay. I didn't even know.
The smoothies.
No.
Innocent, by Innocent.
That's by Fats Domino. Fats Domino. So what is the name? What's the day?
Fat-arsed. I don't know, big bottom
National Kardashian Day?
No.
Big bottom animal. Big bottom dogs? Big
this
bottom
is going to wind me up.
You can only have one guess.
Sorry, we're going to number nine. You've guessed and no one's getting it right.
Fuck you, Gary.
Yes.
Hey! What's wrong with you? You're looking kind of down to me. Because things ain't getting over. Listen to what I say. Got to turn around.
Yeah, it's Turn Around, but who's that by?
I don't even know.
Tom Jones.
Is it one of those like Armand Van someone's?
No, but
Armand Van.
Some Armand Van Buren Heldenor.
No,
it's
by
give us a clue.
I feel like after this game, I'll say this.
Too many clues in it.
Yeah, this game just has too many clues. Yeah, I feel like if we just don't know the answers.
No clues.
I feel like if we don't know the answers, we should just pass.
Right, you've got a point because it's Turn Around, but it was by Fats and Small.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I feel. Oh, yeah, day, please. What's the day?
Fat.
It's got to be something to do.
Not
like,
dogs. All I can think
okay,
is fat bitches.
Okay, can I just say, you had cats. Oh my god.
We've got animals in our
right. You haven't all had dogs. There's been Cat Stevens in there as well, hasn't there?
And the turtles.
And the turtles,
I'm
yeah.
So.
It's starting to be pets.
Yeah. Okay, what?
National Pet Day. Love
no.
Your pet
no.
Day.
No. No.
Have sex with your pet.
Stop guessing. Stop guessing.
Eat your pet.
Shit.
Fuck. Fat Pet Day.
No. Number 10. Fingers on buzzers, please.
God damn, where's my buzzer?
Did you even press that, Reese? Yeah, well, it's yours, because I know that you know it.
I know this.
I don't.
Fuck you, Gary.
Yes.
It's What's Love by Fat Joe featuring Ashanti.
Yeah, correct. So, We have got to number 10 now.
More fatness.
Four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Reese, you got 2, a very respectable 2. Michael Payne has got 9. But
a very tenuous 9.
Yeah. Do you want me to go through the titles again?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we
like the whole song as well. Okay. I mean, the title and the artist.
So we have Queen, Fat Bottoms Girls.
Yeah.
Chubby Checker, The Twist. Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice, from the album Pet Sounds. Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot. Cat Stevens, Father and Son. The Turtles, Happy Together. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill. Fats and Small, Turn Around. And Fat Joe, What's Love?
Is this something to do with fatness and pets?
Yes.
Animal obesity. Pet obesity.
Yes,
National
it
Pet
is.
Obesity
Yay.
Day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Pet obesity day today.
Have that, mate.
That's a little point for us. But we have got a bonus, obviously. So everyone get fingers back on buzzers.
Wait.
Yeah.
There it is.
Ready? Here we go.
Fuck you, Gary.
Yeah.
Can we just play that song afterwards?
Yeah.
What?
It's a big tune. Whoop, there it is.
No.
What?
It's not that.
I love when you get it wrong, you're like, wait, what?
It's not tag team.
Dude.
It's not that.
It's not Outkast.
No, because how's that going to fit in with fat pets?
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
Play again.
Can I actually just say, the actual intro of the song had too much singing on it, so it's a different version of the song.
Oh, right, the remix. I would have got the original as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you play the remix of a song to get us to guess the original.
Yeah, yeah.
And we might not ever have heard that remix.
It's going to involve animals or...
But that, how does that narrow it down?
I don't think it's a remix. I think it's just like...
It's a different... Like,
it's like a cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Do you know what it is?
No, but I like the song.
Yeah, it's sick, and I just want to keep hearing it.
So I just loop it?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm just gonna.
I feel like I could bop to that for days.
Someone guess it!
I don't know.
The big dogs.
Well, it does involve dogs, yeah.
Oh, who let the dogs out? Yeah. By Baha Men.
Yeah.
Bomba Club.
Is that a porn in? Who let the dogs out? By Baha Men.
Who pressed your button?
Shit.
That's the dog.
Shit. Gets the point. Okay,
big
so you
res.
What's that, 9-4?
Four, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9-4. So
that's a personal best, Reese.
To yeah, Michael shout Payne. Out to
no, Reese is the real winner.
Oh, that's true.
No, music is the real winner.
Music is the real winner.
Always. What does that mean for next week? Who plays?
It means
Smoothie Justin.
Yeah, you two.
Yeah.
And then Reese.
Well, maybe it should be you two. And then
who?
The winner out of, well, obviously me, plays the winner out of you two.
Oh, so we tag team up.
No, it's what? Like heats, isn't it? So you two play, like we play, and then the winners play, and then it's like a final.
Okay, so it's me and Reese then next week.
No, you and Harley.
Oh, me and Harley. Sure.
And then the winner out of you two plays
but
me.
Let's have a thing where it's no, we can't give clues anymore.
Okay, no clues now.
Because if we don't know it, we don't know it.
Very
because
true,
the clues right. thing does just get a bit
yeah,
too
it
much.
Yeah, does. And then, yeah. yeah. Okay, all right. Well, Reese has to leave now on triumph.
We're going
to
say bye to Reese.
Bye, Reese.
We'll get into a song now. And on the other side, we'll be helping you with some legal advice. Yeah.
Up like the Marlies, I'm rock and roll like a Harley. I got car unlocked without car keys. Yeah. She done all about red carpet, yeah. Or slipping out to the paparazzi, or coming out the back of the venues with a Maybach ready for the parting. And if you wanna talk about punches, my life is more like a boxer's. I'm doing O2 like the boxers, man. I could bring you on the rosters.
Did it all, I'ma give it all for the city that raised me. Get it all, I'ma get it all, boy, ain't nothing gon' faze me. All of my women, they want. All of my hitters, they want. All of my women, they want. And all of my hitters, they want.
Never had an A1, had a TT and A5 was a grey one. Got a rollie and then I went and bought Bay one. Who said I'm tight? I've been spending from day one. A1 credit from the start of it. Sweet boy, but not for me to dark up it. Big body guy, I had trouble parking. Chop that, I could have got 9 smarts for it. Buy one again whenever I feel like that. Wait, you know I'm not in a deal like that. Wait, this bit, but they ain't real like man. Wait, that's my flaw, I should build my man. Yo, London boy, London living. Mouth for a man run through tons of women. Put the trunks on whenever I go swimming. I tell her I don't dive, don't ask, I ain't willing.
Did it all, I'ma give it all for the city that raised me. Get it all, I'ma get it all, boy, ain't nothing gon' faze me. All of my women, they want. All of my hitters, they want. All of my women, they want. And all of my hitters, they want.
FUBAR Radio presents
Black Rowan Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Go Brown.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me now that I know the show is called Back Row and Chill. And like, what happens at the end of this show?
Originally, when we were like thinking up ideas for the show, Noel was like, I think it should be called Fingered in the Back Row. I was like,
wow. You can tell that Noel was my age though, because Fingered in the Back Row was definitely something we did in the 90s, you know. that was definitely a pastime when you could still smoke in the cinema. Yeah. Oh.
Back in the day.
Them days.
Every day.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
My chair's fucked. My life's fucked.
Maybe it needs legal advice.
My chair represents my life.
Represent the chair.
We're all fucked. Fuck this chair, man. Let's get into some legal advice.
Go on, Harley.
Let's do it. Hold on. Just finishing a mouthful of popcorn.
Okay.
There we go.
Yep.
From Gary in Farnham. Hey guys, oh, you can really hear my nasalness now. Hey guys, I've been dating this girl for a while and things were going great. I took him to my dad's house for the weekend and was excited for them to meet. My dad collects antiques and she said she liked one of his big lamps. My dad likes drinking, so the whiskey was flowing,
I'd say.
Okay. She had never drunk whiskey before. I see why now. Me and my dad dashed out for a cigarette, and when we came back, she was cuddling the lamp and wearing the lampshade on her head.
Wait a minute.
Why does this story sound familiar?
I don't know.
This guy's emailed Johnny and Arnell.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Oh.
I've 100% heard this before.
Where is the same guy then?
I think it's the same. You're still having problems with the same girl. Go on, keep going.
Yeah.
She winked at my dad and came over and started rubbing his ball patch and said to call her Miss Lightfingers. She is amazing, but I'd really like her to not drink whiskey anymore. I also don't want to call her Miss Lightfingers, and I want her to get off with lamps. What can I do?
Lamps are hot there.
Yeah, they get that way.
Lava
they get
lamps. Hot. I've got a lava lamp and I like that. I have that a little cuddle with that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. The 1970s call, they said they want their accessories
do.
Back.
I do like a lava lamp.
I was going to say read that again, but it was really long.
Yeah.
It was long.
Tell her.
Basically, girlfriend drinks whiskey, falls in love with lamps.
She gets quite drunk on whiskey. I would be the same if I had whiskey, actually. I'd probably start.
Do they do like...
What would your inanimate object be of choice to fall in love with?
Probably a... I don't know, actually. What would it be?
A stool.
Not a stool. I was thinking like a chair, a rocking chair, maybe.
Mm.
That would be nice.
Inanimate object to fall in love with?
Yeah.
A blow-up doll.
Oh, okay. That would make... Yeah, not like a Hoover or something.
Nah, blow-up doll's the most convenient, really, isn't it?
I mean, I guess.
In a way, they're going to be able to love you back.
Yeah. Sort of.
Kinda.
Not a mirror.
Nah.
A mirror.
Not a narcissist.
Okay.
Well, you know, he needs to get rid of all the lamps in each of his houses. If he's going to stop drink, if she's going to continue to drink whiskey.
Don't drink whiskey.
Well, yeah, that's the obvious solution. But I'm trying to think of like a different solution.
I think it's okay to, if you want to get off with a lamp, it's not really cheating, is it? Incorporate that into your...
But you might get, she might get burnt, and not because the lamp's going to cheat.
Well, take the bulb out.
Yeah, but then it's not a lamp.
Yeah, it is. It's a lamp without a bulb, isn't it?
It is, but I mean, light is part of the definition.
If she wants to be Miss Lightfingers as well.
Yeah. That's a good name, actually, so I just keep...
Hi, I'm Miss Lightfingers.
I might call myself that. I was thinking about a new name.
It makes me think that she's got fingers like E.T. now.
Isn't it?
Mm.
That's the only problem of calling herself Miss Lightfingers. Maybe she obviously finds light very sexy. Yeah. So maybe get her like a... I'm sure you can probably get like lightsaber-themed dildos and vibrators.
Is it the heat of the lamp or the lamp itself?
I reckon it's the illumination.
If she's cuddling a lamp and wearing a lampshade, maybe she wants to be a human.
Maybe
lamp.
She wants to be
maybe
a lamp.
She wants lamp. To be a lamp.
Yeah, maybe it's not even. Maybe it's not even sexual.
No, but then she does rub a ball patch on the dad.
Yeah, I think that was just part of the situation.
Okay.
I think
that sometimes it happens, and you can't resist the ball patch.
She is amazing, but I'd really like her to not drink whiskey anymore.
Don't let her. We can't really stop someone, obviously. Of course, don't do that. But whiskey's horrible anyway.
Mm. Maybe convince her that she has electric currents running through her and that she shouldn't drink because, you know, liquids and electricity don't mix.
That's very true. She'll blow up or get spark. Okay. I think that's good. Let's go on to another drunk person.
Yeah, let's come back to that one. Let's move on temporarily.
Okay. When we were drunk, me and my friend crossed the line from friend zone to casual fucking. During having sex, I thought it would be a good idea to keep hold of the lolly I had before we started. A lollipop, not an ice lolly.
Yeah.
It got stuck in his hair and we had to eventually cut it out. After that, it was very awkward and we didn't continue having sex. We haven't spoken since and it's been 2 days. I'm embarrassed. I don't even know what he's thinking. Help, Lucy.
It's only been 2 days,
man.
2 days. Jesus Christ. And that could be like, that might not even be like a full 48 hours.
Mm.
That might be... Tonight would make it 48 hours.
Do you men still do this? Do you do the 3 day rule, or do you just like, I don't have that?
What's the three day rule?
Well, I'll wait 3 days to contact you because I don't want to look too keen. Like I wouldn't do it the
next
day.
When you get someone's number?
Yeah, number just generally.
No, because I don't really kind of meet people. I don't like sort of just chat up strangers and then go, can I have your number? And then wait. Do you know what I mean? I'll probably know them or have been introduced to them anyway.
But say if you did meet somebody that you've never met before.
Would I call them? Would I leave it 3 days? No, I'd leave it to the nearest weekend.
Oh, would you?
So yeah.
If it's on a Monday, you'd leave it to Friday. That's a long... I think that's quite a long time.
Yeah, like Thursday and see if they wanted to do something on the weekend.
Okay. You don't like to go out
and then stand them up because I'm a fucking G like that.
No, all that game shit ultimately just really pisses me off.
I've got some questions. So are they kissing because the lolly in the mouth? How does it get into the hair? Was there any kissing during this? And why?
I don't know.
What was going on with the lolly that you'd be like,
she might the girl and the top. Guy were fucking and she got a lolly in his hair.
Yeah, they were having...
She might have been on top and then the lolly fell out of her mouth onto his head. Lolly.
Yeah.
But she was obviously having a lolly. She looked at the guy. She went, I now would like to have sex with you, not to be friends with you. They start to kiss. She doesn't put the lolly down. She keeps it, and then it drops into his hair somehow.
Yeah. Or maybe she just had her hand round the back of his neck and...
Well, when she just kept a lolly in her hand.
Yeah, like, say she took it out to kiss him, but then she's like got her arms around his neck, and then the lollies just... He might have long hair.
Yeah.
I've got some lollies in my drawer. I could go and get one, and we could see how this could get stuck in your hair.
Have a lolly?
Can I actually just have a lolly?
Yeah, I'm quite hungry. Yeah. I can get you some lollies.
Can we pause the show for a bit?
No.
Well, I'm the only one with long hair, and it wouldn't really get stuck in my hair because I've got dreadlocks.
I have long hair.
It would get... Yeah, but you're the man. I mean, you're the woman.
What?
Sorry. You're the woman. You're the man. Yeah, it's got to be the guy's hair.
Oh, so I'd have to get it stuck in your hair.
No, but I'm not going to let you do that. But what I'm trying to say is that there's no point doing that test because you're the girl, and the lollipop got stuck in the guy's hair. So we'd be recreating opposite of what actually happened.
Because we're like quite short on humans, maybe we should switch around the genders.
Short on humans.
I'm not having a lot of
You can be
hair.
The man.
Do you have hair?
A little bit.
Very short.
I can't remember. I've never seen you recently with a hat on, so I've forgotten what your head looks like.
You can kind of see the sides of his head, though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think... Oh, you do have... Well, we could get a lolly stuck in there.
Really?
No.
With some super glue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you suggest for Lucy? She likes this guy, clearly.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
She hasn't called him.
Yeah. She doesn't know what he's thinking, but they are friends. So this is why I may make it easier if they're friends, just to kind of... Just text him.
But she said it was really awkward.
Of course it definitely would be awkward.
The sex or post... post lollygate,
cutting it out, to stop doing it.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Because he might have to. She said eventually cut it out. So they've obviously tried to pull it out. They've tried to do all kinds of things like before.
I don't see why that got awkward.
Because I would be quite pissed off if I got a lolly stuck in my hair and someone had to cut my hair during sex.
It'd be a bit annoying, but like I wouldn't be like
no. But that would fully change your appearance as well, because you'd have to shave your whole head.
Yeah, it would definitely alter something with that situation.
If he's got really long hair and he's quite proud of it, then yeah, I'd feel a little bit of resentment for the person that made me cut my hair.
My hair's short because of you.
But
I think if they're friends, then it's a bit easier. Just send him a text. Why? Like, don't wait.
Well, maybe she has.
Oh, maybe.
Next time you're having sex, just like use Werther's Originals. Actually, no, they get quite sticky as well.
Not chewing gum.
And they just remind people of their grandparents.
Innit?
You don't want to be having sex and eating those.
I only have Werther's Original when I'm at my nan's.
Yeah.
Fully.
They are quite nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah, right, yeah.
They're beautiful.
But then she started to move on to the chewy ones. I was like, nah, you've got to go back to the hard
ones. If it ain't broke.
So...
These are some tough ones today.
Yeah.
Very, very tough quandaries. I like it. Don't get it twisted. It's really putting my brain into motion, but...
I just think send a text.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're friends, presumably you hang out anyway. You've got, like, people, acquaintances, friends together. Just kind of... I think it'll be fine, Lucy. I think if you're friends,
get a lollipop stuck in your hair, and then shave your head.
Yeah,
yeah. Shave your head.
Well, just arrange to meet him and then give him a lollipop and say,
go.
Return the favour.
No, just shave your head.
And I don't know about that.
Well, he may not have had to shave his whole head.
No.
Yeah, true. Well, shave the proportion of hair that he had to use as well. Yeah.
Get a drumstick, stick it in your hair.
Oh, drumsticks are good there because they're chewy. That's the thing. They aren't.
I like drumsticks. Stuffy.
Drumsticks are great.
Chewy ones.
All kinds of drumsticks.
Mm, they're good.
The lollipop, the chicken, like the things
you bang drums with. They taste amazing.
Yeah.
Hickory wood.
That's good.
Oh man, these ones have really got us stuck.
Naomi's got in touch.
Naomi.
Oh, what? Who's Naomi?
She's a new one.
Okay, so we're moving on again.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've helped these people.
Yeah, really, so just get a lolly.
Just get a lolly,
bonnet.
Yeah.
And only have drumsticks from now on instead of the sticky lollies.
Naomi. Hello.
Hi.
My housemate keeps spanking her boyfriend when they're having sex. Good for them. But he always shouts, help me. I don't know if he actually needs help. We've never actually met him.
You've never met him?
No.
So she hasn't introduced you to this guy, but they're having loud, quite freaky sex.
Yeah, because she can obviously hear the slap.
How's you not met this guy?
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's just weird. Yeah. I'd introduce myself if I knew I was going to be having loud, freaky sex in someone's yard.
Or maybe you wouldn't. Maybe it's just like too far gone now.
No, but...
Maybe like they there was occasions where like you know like he got in late and like
yeah maybe it's a thing now maybe they're avoiding you
maybe there's no boyfriend and she's just spanking herself
true that's another one she's never met him and all she's hearing is help me maybe it's not a boyfriend maybe it's just a male that she's got trapped in her room and she's just beating him up he's like a stress reliever. you need to find a way to get into a room and see if there's a basically just a guy tied up.
Hide in the wardrobe for a bit when you think they might be... When she's gone out, come back, and then that's a bit creepy though.
Yeah, and that's also, again, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal, you're right. Let's not do that.
What?
Actually,
to like hide in someone's room and watch them have sex. That's definitely
that's
illegal.
That's definitely illegal. Don't do that.
But if it's your boyfriend...
Yeah, if it's your mate, it's fine.
Yeah, we've all done it. I think... wait in a communal area or by the front door, so you have to see it when they come in, so you can see him, and then give him a look as in, say, if you need help, wink at me.
Yeah, yeah. Think of a safe word with him as well, like not just help me, because help me is a bit, obviously it's very definitive, as in you know what they want you to
weird.
Do. What?
They shouts help me. Like every time as well.
Yeah, I don't reckon there's sex going on.
No.
I reckon there's a person imprisoned.
Why is that a reaction to getting spanked?
Help me. I would say that.
I guess it's like a role play thing in a way.
Maybe she likes it and says you have to play the role of the help me, and then she's helping him but also spanking him.
Well, do you know what? Just ask your friend to introduce you to her boyfriend. Say it's only right, since you can hear them banging and, you know, playing sex games.
Yeah.
It's only right. It's you just want to see the guy.
Mm. Okay, I think that's very good advice.
Yeah.
Jamie has been in touch.
Hey, Payne and Sylvester. I've witnessed something that shook me to my core. My dad going through the bin and pulling out last night's pizza, brushing it off and eating it. Can I legally disown my father for this?
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty rank.
That is rank.
Yeah, it's quite rank.
Kind of rated that at the same time.
Do you?
It's kind of funny, yeah.
That implies if he's going through the bin, it's not even on top. It's underneath something that he's going through.
Awesome. I think you need to ask your dad about your family's financial situation. It might be that time to have that kind of talk. Maybe you need a full-time job. Maybe. You need to go and get a job.
You might need to stop paying rent.
Yeah, that's a sign, man. That's a fucking sign. Mm. If your dad's going through the bins and eating last night's pizza.
Well, why don't you just stop throwing pizza away and keep it in the fridge like everyone else does, and just have it the next day?
Yeah, true. If it's not pizza, then it'll be something else.
Yeah, and that's probably like got tea bags on top of it. And stuff. He pulls it out, and it's like, oh,
so
you know when you like when you're washing up and all the food comes off the plate and it goes all soggy in the sink. It's gonna have that on it as well. Those are the new toppings.
Yeah,
probably. A man just brushed it off as well. That's fucking grim.
What else goes in the bin? Like,
like the contents of an ashtray, maybe.
Some fag butts on top of the pizza.
Tissues. That's butters. Speak to your dad about maybe. Yeah, go get a job. Go get a job.
But he's saying, can he disown his dad, Jamie?
No. Help the man first. Don't kick a man when he's down. He's scrounging, man. Don't disown him. He's fully going. He's a dustbin raider. There's got to be a reason. Just leave.
If he had the dough, he'd just order another one of those pizzas.
If he had the dough, he'd make one. Yeah, see what I did there?
He's got the dough. He's in the bin. He's pulling it out of the bin.
I'm saying if he had the money, he would have just ordered another one. So he's clearly in financial.
I don't know why. He's obviously got money. He's buying pizza and then he's throwing it away. But he knows he's going to want it later.
Yeah, maybe he just likes the taste of toppings that you just can't get at the pizza shop.
Bin pizza.
Bin food. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. He likes the bin food.
Mm. So dark.
Bins really stink as well. When you would not want to put your hand in a bin to get anything.
My bins are actually quite clean.
Like,
I imagine.
Yeah. All that goes into my bins at home is cardboard.
What?
Seriously, just packaging.
That should go in the recycling.
Do you eat?
Yeah, my bins go in the recycling. Give me a chance.
What? What? Nothing else goes in the bin except cardboard.
Do you drink tea?
Yeah.
Where do the tea bags go?
Eat them.
Fair. But would you ever make eggs?
I haven't since I moved into my new place.
Have you had a banana or an apple?
Yeah. No? Imagine that, a banana skin on top of the pizza as well, like an old kind of.
Look like something out of Super Mario, out of Mario Kart.
I feel for Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay. So is Jane.
I think your family's falling on very hard times, Jamie. It's time to get real, you know?
Yeah, you're going to need to pay rent soon. This is an anonymous person.
Okay.
My dad got drunk once and forced a crazy sex story about my parents on me, which was very graphic. Him and my mum hit a table and knocked a lava lamp off. The lamp fell off and smacked my mum on the head and knocked her out. Both my mum and me are traumatised. I'd made the mistake of telling my housemates, and they keep buying the house lava lamps. It's getting boring. How can I get them to stop? Wait, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah,
it's not
so during sex, they hit his parents hit a table, and a lava lamp fell on her head.
Knocked her out, I think. Yeah.
During sex, okay.
Yeah.
And your friends find that funny enough to keep buying lava lamps.
Well, can I tell you, because I have one, they're not that cheap, so they've got money, your flatmates, immediately. They keep,
you must
keep
be, yeah, stop complaining, firstly. You're living clearly in a nice gaff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Introduce them to the last person that emailed. They can probably help with some, they can probably bail the father out so he doesn't have to eat bin
eBay
pizza
them.
And then send all the superfluous lava lamps to Mrs. Lightfingers.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was so much there.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that last
that
email has sorted out a couple.
But they're anonymous, which is really annoying, so they can't because they haven't told us their name.
Yeah, get in touch. We've got some people that we'd like you to meet.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, another anonymous one.
My best friend has the worst taste in music. Mm-hmm. It would be okay if it was detained to her room, but it leaks out into the kitchen when I'm cooking. I've told her to turn it down, but no success. I think the walls are too thin. Need you boys, help.
No, you need headphones. Next.
Yeah.
Earplugs.
No, headphones, play your own music.
Yeah, I just do that. Play music in the kitchen.
No, she's well within her rights, and there's no such thing as bad music. There's only music that you like and music that you don't like.
Exactly.
Someone likes it.
I think the same thing about guilty pleasures. If you like something, don't,
absolutely.
Be, don't feel guilty
art in general,
it.
If someone's creative...
I told you that.
Well, you definitely didn't, Harley. This is why we're going to fall out again. This is why we need some bonding times. You definitely didn't tell me that.
I've always thought, yeah, there's no such thing as guilty pleasures.
Yeah, just like it. And if you like it, own it.
Absolutely. Mm. Only guilty pleasures are, like, I don't know, sleeping with a member of your own family or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? You should be guilty about having that type of pleasure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But liking a song that no one else likes shouldn't be ashamed.
Quickly.
Okay.
Should we play some tunage?
No, let's go for one more. Have we got one more?
Do you want one about feet or about a dog?
You choose, Harley.
Go another one. I don't care.
Let's
do this one.
Let's do this one.
Francesca. Hi, my flatmate has extremely manky feet, covered in dry, yellow, dead skin.
All right, go on, just read the next one. Read the other one. Read one about the dog.
That could be in the bin as well. The dad's pulling pizza out with, like, dry skin on
the
bin.
I'm drinking. I don't really want to hear that.
Hi, my neighbour's dog keeps trespassing on my property and keeps taking massive dumps all over my garden. I've told my neighbours they have to come clean. They have to come clean all the shit up, but they just tell me to fuck off. What kind of legal action should I take? Cheers,
you
lads.
Buy yourself a catapult, you get me, and just, like, fling that shit back onto their land, innit? Or just a spade will suffice.
Innit?
Pick out with a spade, fling it over the fence. And try and hit them. You get extra points for hitting them as well. It's their
dog's
feces.
Turn it into a game.
Yeah, make it. Yeah, exactly. Turn it into a little game. You've got ammo now.
Mm.
You've got ammo. You literally have ammo.
Dog poo is really horrible, especially if you stand in it. It's one of those things that doesn't ever go away.
Absolutely. You always have that in your head. You can just smell shit wherever you go.
You have to just burn your shoes.
Yeah. People won't let you in their yard anymore, like their house. Just start catapulting that back over onto their land, I reckon.
I don't want to pick it up, though. Do you want to
pick it up with a spade, though?
I was going to say, well, the dog, it's not the dog's fault.
No, it ain't the dog's fault.
It's not the dog's fault. The neighbours should really be controlling that dog.
Sharon Osbourne did? Do you remember when she didn't like somebody and she, well, it was a human poo, that one, but she put it into a parcel and left it on their doorstep for someone she didn't like?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one as well. Yeah, you could contain the poo and, leave it on there, but leave it, like, in, like, a nice box so they think it's a delivery from, exactly. What's that really nice cake shop called?
Waitrose.
No.
Bluebird.
No, a bit. You could do a Bluebird box,
nice
yeah?
One. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wex.
I was thinking of...
Wex.
Yeah. depending on what social class they're
Wex
in.
Wex is all right. You've been sniffy about Wex now, Harley. We are going to fall out.
No, I said oi.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought you were getting... Because you were getting Larry.
I like Gregs.
So you were like, you
I
went
you were
Gregs.
Sarcastic. Yeah.
No, Gregs is good.
Chat
Gregs
shit,
is great. Mate. Gregs is great, but chat I genuinely did think you were being sarcastic.
Because it sounded like you were being sarcastic.
No, I wasn't sarcasm. I would never cuss Gregs.
You just
that's
did
it.
Custard.
That's what it's called. Patisserie Valerie.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, get a Patisserie Valerie box. Put the poo in it and put it on their doorstep. They will 100% fall for it. Yeah. I would fall for it if you did it every day to me and it turned out to be shit. 364 days, I would still do it on the last day of the year.
You could,
and
you
open
could
it.
Do that. You could mix it up with, like, Selfridges, Fortnum and Mason, Harrods, those sort of things.
Keep
Christmas
killing
time, little Hamleys bag.
Every time the dog does his shit, go out yourself, get yourself a nice box or a really nice bag to present it in. And put it on their doorstep.
Yeah, and every
that'll
day,
teach them.
And if they're Justin, they'll open it every day.
Every day. They'll be so gullible. Oh my God, for me?
Because you'll think, surely not again. They wouldn't do it. I've got the joke now. I've got the joke.
Exactly. And my dog's been inside all day. Yeah. So if the dog don't come round, shit in a bag yourself and then just stick it round there. Do you know? Fuck it. Fuck it. Even if the dog leaves, even when the dog dies, just keep putting shit on their doorstep, even if it has to be your own.
Hire someone.
Buy a dog.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Buy a shitty dog.
Yeah, buy a rich dog that poos a lot.
Exactly. Feed it laxatives.
Oh.
If it doesn't want to poo and just always leave, that'll teach them. And then they'll move. We got another one?
Please just read that, Harley, quickly.
What? That's not true.
Well, Jim is in capital, so he's pretty pissed off about something.
Jim from Harrow says, my wife believes that I'm having an affair, but I'm not. Every day she applies nail varnish to my penis to check if I'm being unfaithful. Huh? I feel a burning sensation and it hurts. Please help.
I don't get it.
What's the nail varnish going to do?
I don't know.
Is it? I think she's thinking if he has putting his penis in somebody else, it will come off. But it doesn't, because my nail varnish doesn't come off. I do loads of stuff. The nail varnish, not the penis.
Yeah, I know. But what? Why would the nail varnish come off?
Because I think
friction.
Friction. That it will rub off. But it doesn't rub off.
If he's had sex with someone.
Yeah. If he's,
why?
Well,
what do you mean, why? Do you understand how sex works?
Yeah, no.
When your penis goes into a vagina.
Oh, right. Friction, I thought you meant when she's applying it, it would just it wouldn't stay on when she's applying it.
Yeah, does she blow it dry as well?
She's like, hold on, let me put a drying top coat on as well. There we go. Quick dry.
Hold still, and then just gets the hair dryer.
Well, yeah, maybe. If it's a cut, it's not a big, proper red or blue nail varnish, maybe it would look a bit different.
It's a visual deterrent, isn't it? If she's covered it in nail varnish, why. Maybe it's clear.
How's man allowing her to do that every day?
I know, mate. Maybe. Do you scream help me when she spanks you, mate? Have we met before in another email?
Does she drink whiskey? Not very often.
Because I'm not. Because this guy's really beginning to sound like he's a victim, innit? So
do you eat food out of a bin? I don't know. It's all tie in.
They're all connected today.
Yeah, two people have emailed us.
I don't think. I can only imagine either of you if anyone said, hold on a minute, every morning. Let me just... Wait, not leaving the house yet, aren't you? No, why? Have I forgotten to kiss you? No. Let me put a nail varnish on your dick.
And where's it going? Is it just the bell end? Is it just a red, really red bell end? And she's leaving the rest.
Do you think it
looks
red?
Like a mushroom. Does she paint little white dots on it as well? That would be pretty sick. I'd let my beanie do that to me if she's going to make my dick look like a mushroom. That would be sick.
It's so dumb.
Why doesn't he say that? Also, you're right, it dries. You need a good 10 minutes for it to properly dry.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of tacky.
That's the thing.
Smudge.
Is she taking you to a nail shop to get it done?
I swear as well, nail varnish doesn't come off after a day.
No, definitely. That's what I'm saying.
How long have you had that on?
I've had mine on since Sunday and it's fine. It's all right.
It's perfect.
It?
Yeah. No chipping, nothing.
Why is she reapplying every day?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had the friction. My nails haven't been inside her.
You haven't been scratching walls today.
No, I haven't been scratching things. I haven't been touching any.
But I also think it's quite it's not that inside a vagina. It's wet. Do you know what I mean? So it's not going to be mad friction, is it?
Yeah, I don't get the nail polish thing. Can you read it again, please? Because maybe there's something we missed.
My wife believes that I'm having an affair, but I'm not.
Okay, all right, sweet.
Every day she applies nail varnish to my penis to check if I'm being unfaithful.
Not too complicated, so fucking quickly. What book is she reading about if your man's cheating? Remember, so this is the wickedest thing. Do you remember an earlier show when I said, before you leave the house, is she smelling your dick? Or when you're coming back, is she smelling your dick? And you lot thought I was mad.
Yeah.
Now what I said sounds logical, innit?
Yeah, I guess.
I lie. Yeah. Compared to some of these fucking nut jobs in our inbox, nail varnish on the dick.
And it hurts, so he's probably there crying, going.
He says,
stop.
I feel a burning sensation and it hurts.
I think you're
right. Is that
right.
Connected or is that not connected?
I think it's a spanking one, though. She's spanking him to go, shut up. He's going, it hurts, please help.
Yeah.
It's probably
the same guy.
It's
the same guy.
Wait, what was.
It hurts.
Wait, where did that. Where's that other email about
this? It's
his
wife as well, so. Whoa.
I'm trying to look for that other.
The spanking one. Down, isn't it?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Naomi.
Oh, damn, Naomi didn't say where she's from.
Mm. Yeah. I think you need to...
I think you need to, like, get a divorce.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
I'll be your divorce lawyer.
Yeah, we do provide that service.
You're going to take this case on, then?
Especially yeah. Especially if he's not being unfaithful.
That's
well,
the thing.
Well, he says he's not.
Then. We have to take his word for it. Innocent until proven guilty, Nat.
No, that's very true. But why is his wife so convinced that she's putting nail varnish on his penis?
Well, look. We need to think about this. Okay. This woman is crazy.
Yeah, well, that is a weird move. You're right.
Totally crazy. Because she's not even doing something that's either going to prevent him... Well, that's definitely going to prevent him using his penis. Because if I whipped out my dick and all I could smell was nail varnish, then it would stop me using my dick, right?
Mm.
Or it's going to cause a visual deterrent. Because any woman in their right mind who is about to indulge in some sexual activity and then the man pulls out a bright red or like topaz penis,
yeah,
they're going to be like, okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it's like... she believes he's having an affair.
Mm.
So it's not just like random birds. Random girls.
Sorry, birds. Yeah. I thought we said last week we never used the word.
That's why
birds.
I corrected myself.
Oh,
quickly.
Okay, Harley.
Force of habit.
Yeah. See, look at this.
Anyway,
check Mr.
That,
Sexist
Natalie.
Over
definitely.
There, eh?
Oh, those
birds. I corrected myself very quickly. I apologise.
We're never bonding.
My wife believes that I'm having an affair. If it's random women,
yes.
Then yeah, maybe. But if it's an affair, it's more. Most likely just one person he's having an affair with who'd understand if he has nail varnish on his penis.
He'd probably say, look, my wife, she thinks I'm having an affair with you. Obviously I've told her I'm not, but we'll just have to do it.
Can we
if you
ignore
still
the
see
little
me,
if
you want to still get continuing, then just ignore the nail
I'll tell
polish.
You what would burn.
What?
Nail polish remover.
Ooh, Christ, that can burn.
Do you think that burns, mate? You're lucky she's just coating it with nail polish all the time. You're lucky she ain't trying to remove the shit.
That's very true, actually.
That would burn.
That would really, really burn.
And then does that mean he's got like some like just rainbow-coloured penis, then? Or do you reckon she's putting the same colour on all the time?
I don't know, but it's kind of funny.
If I was her, I'd have different colours.
Rainbow penis.
Rainbow penis.
That would look nice. It would be like, celebrate, oh, it's rainbows. It's happy penis.
Happy, gay dick.
I hope 1 week there's a day for happy rainbow penis day.
Because it'd be gay in both ways as well. Because it'd be rainbow, but it'd be happy.
Happy, happy.
That's what I meant by gay dick.
Gay dick.
Get out
the gay dick.
Happy.
Fucking hell, man.
I don't know, Jim.
We're going to have to represent him and be divorce lawyers because there's no... This isn't a simple sort of fix. The solving this, you know, sort of talking about this in the office isn't going to solve this. I think we need to get this guy in and really set a divorce into motion. But in the meantime, try and take away her boots reward card. She doesn't need that anymore.
No.
Maybe that's why she's doing it. She's just trying to finish the nail polish so she can get another bottle so that she can get the points.
She clearly doesn't see sense. Like his dick is in pain, isn't it?
Yeah,
and she's still going.
He's probably crying.
They probably don't have sex anymore.
No.
Especially if she thinks he's having an affair.
An affair would be justified. You need to get out of there, pal. really.
Maybe
need to get
he
out
is
of there.
Having an affair, but post her doing this.
She never did it before.
No,
he never did it before. So
now he is.
He's like, well, like, she thinks I'm just going to do this. I might as well just go and have an affair.
Yeah. Have you had an affair? That's the thing. Has he had an affair before? Yeah. I want to know that.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's a tough one. Very weird. It's the strangest one yet.
Anyway, let's play a rhythm.
Yeah. Want to do some more neat stories?
Yeah, and let's go. Well, let's play Lawyer versus Liar as well.
Yeah, let's do that in a bit. Yeah. Just not entirely sure I have any today.
Have you not?
I think so. I think Kerry was working on some for me, but I'm not entirely sure if we got to that.
That'll be great.
We'll find out.
Yeah, after this song, you're on FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today in the studio I have me my dear friend Bethan Ledley.
Wait, it's about time.
I'm thinking of adding a little subtle sign in my book to mark every point that I had to take a break from writing to masturbate.
Writing about sex too much makes you horny.
No,
basically.
But for real!
I don't think I've masturbated so much.
But maybe that's because I'm just working from home a lot more.
Yeah, that's
than I am.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
So I'm just like, I don't drink tea. I don't take tea breaks. I don't smoke. I don't take cigarette breaks. But I'll take masturbation breaks.
Yeah.
My bed's right there.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Vibrated twice, I looked but I still didn't read it. Cause I knew that it was gonna stress me out, and right now I don't need it. She told me she was leaving, I gave her too many reasons. She told me that I don't care, but I told her that I'm no good with my feelings. When I first met her, I'm not gonna lie, I was struggling sleeping. Then she got a nigga dreaming, and then helped me achieve it. Alright, fuck it, let's read it. He said the road won't love you like I will, and I'm starting to believe it. In fact, I'm starting to feel it. Back then I was driving with no license. I was struggling with violence. The man said £12 for two tickets, and there was an awkward silence. She had to pay me into the cinema, and at that point I was frightened. Do I tell her that I fell off, or do I lie? Either way she was smiling. I told her that I'm gonna be somebody. Must have been hard to believe. When I'm sat there bagging up weed, breaking down 28 G's, and that was in Berry New Road. Bedroom stinking of cheese, but she was on a ride or dieting. We're like Beauty and the Beast.
I'm not home much no more. She sits and cries about the times we were alone. And when the family ask about me, she says we're cool. Tell her not to cry no more, cause I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm not home much no more. She sits and cries about the times we were alone. And when the family ask about me, she says we're cool. Tell her not to cry no more, cause I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
She told me that I'm the man, and I gotta spread my wings. And now that you're smashing music, you could have plenty of things. And you're getting better with the spotlight. Then she looked down and grinned, but I could see the tears, and I prayed to God that he forgives my sins. I remember the night when the police knocked on, and she was shaking on the bed. And I was trying to hide the weed, shaking my head. And then I threw it in the bag, and I ran across the park. She met me on the other side, and we was rolling in the dark. And that's that criminal love. She's wearing leggings and Nikes, I'm wearing Bali and gloves. No one's fucking with us, and now I'm fucking it up. I told her no side chick could ever break down what we built up. Then I seen her eyes fill up. Tell her I'm coming home. I'm sick of this black patrol. I'm sick of these dizzy girls. I'm sick of us acting cold. Tell her when I get back, we're gonna do this properly. No more setbacks. Nobody can stop me.
I'm not home much no more. She sits and cries about the times we were alone. And when the family ask about me, she says we're cool. Tell her not to cry no more, cause I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm not home much no more. She sits and cries about the times we were alone. And when the family ask about me, she says we're cool. Tell her not to cry no more, cause I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
She sits and cries about the times we were alone.
That was Beauty and the Beast by Bugsy Malone here on FUBAR Radio. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've only got just under 20 minutes left. Hannah Whitten's up next with comedian Stephen Bridges as her special guest. Stephen Bridges?
Yes, that's right.
He that's what I said. He's a magician.
Yeah.
That's my name. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Why did you look so perplexed
by
that?
I thought I said magician Stephen Bridges. Did I not?
I thought I obviously heard something else.
Can we just play what I just said back? I'm joking.
Carrie's proper gone to like look for something.
What were you going to say, Harley? And please tell me you were going to say something, because I'm going to go mad if you say you weren't, because you just were about to interrupt me.
When what?
You see what I mean? He does it for fun.
Yeah, he does.
You definitely do it for fun.
What? What did I do?
I was literally saying something and you went...
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go and block.
You're
it.
Just a fucking weirdo, mate. Do you see what I mean? Now, he does seem to wind me up. You definitely do. You were just about to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember what I was going to say.
Okay, go on.
What?
No, you have to say it now. You have to fucking say it now, bruv. Don't piss me off.
It better be good, honey.
You have to say it now. You have to.
Oh my god.
This guy, I hate you so much.
I think, like, you need some bonding with him now. We're
I think so.
We're
I think
away from
honestly,
Harley.
We're crumbling.
This is why we have to sit away from you this side, Harley.
I'm crying.
You're a troll, blood. He's what? Such a troll.
You have to say what you're going to say.
It's so strange.
You better make up something like that we never knew.
Think. He's buying time. He's not even laughing. He's just thinking about what he can.
Oh man.
No.
Say it.
I didn't even catch a word of that.
It's so pointless. That's what he said. I can translate him. Say it.
No.
That's actually really annoying.
No?
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
So dumb.
Alright. Sweet. Alright.
Well, honestly, it's the dumbest thing you ever hear.
This is the dumbest thing you'll ever hear.
Oh, my eyes.
Concentrate, Ollie.
So, a bored man hacked into a giant billboard so that he could watch porn while stuck in traffic. A bit of a genius, really.
That's a good idea.
The man's been arrested after hacking into a giant advertising board and broadcasting porn to thousands of people also stuck in the traffic jam. The 24-year-old IT analyst could face up to 12 years in jail after admitting to the crime at a court in Jakarta, the Indonesian capital. He will definitely need our legal help.
Yeah.
Reports suggest that motorists were left both shocked and amused after 5 minutes of a Japanese pornographic film called Watch Tokyo Hot were played. Several images of the incident were posted to social media before authorities managed to cut off power to the screens. Reports suggest the man hacked into the system after seeing login details displayed on the billboard. Weird. Even more.
You know, it's weird. Yeah.
While he claims he worked alone, police are unsure. The perpetrator could be imprisoned for 6 years under the electronic transaction law or 12 years under the pornography law. Access to pornography is banned in Indonesia.
I didn't know that. You boss, it's not for you then, is it,
to go there? I'll never go to Indonesia.
Yeah.
Wow. You won't catch me jacking off in Jakarta.
Oh.
He will definitely need our help because I think we'd obviously have to go for the 6 years under the electronic transaction law.
Yeah, rather than the 12, is it?
Exactly.
You don't want 12 years for putting a bit of porn on a M25. That's quite a good idea, is it? I don't know. If you're bored in traffic.
I think that wouldn't alleviate traffic jams. I think that would.
People
would just stop in the middle of the motorway.
Yeah.
And
just watch some porn.
Yeah.
Imagine that story in jail as well. It's like, what are you in for? Oh, I killed a man. What are you in for? Oh, like, hacked a billboard, fam. You're a goon, cuz.
Yeah, well, in Indonesia, you'd still be revered. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a big crime.
Oh, gee, what's pornography? A lot of them will be asking you what the hell it was. And then it would be really weird when you were describing it. Because all you hear is fapping.
Well, you'd just be like, it's what you do when you have sex, but it's on camera.
Yeah, and they'd be like, keep going, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep talking. Oh. Keep talking.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, so what can we do for
him? How do we help this guy? I think we help him get the shorter sentence, the 6 years under the electronic transaction law. We are the law, though, so we can actually get Indonesia to
change their law.
Is it called rescinding?
I believe it is, yeah. Rescinding law.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can we get him no jail time at all?
Yeah, that would be good.
I think so.
Can we get him a tag?
We need to find out his name.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't even have a name.
Much like the wife earlier.
To be fair, he's 24. Like, he's going to come out in like 6 years, be fair. He's blessed.
That's a long time, though, 6 years still.
Yeah, he's blessed.
He's blessed.
He's chilling.
Well, he's obviously got like a secret stash of porn. He can access it anywhere. If you can access it. But then again, the logging details were displayed on the billboard.
What does that even mean?
It's like they wanted someone to put porn on there. Yeah. Stuck in it while stuck in a traffic jam.
I don't understand what that even means, though.
What do you mean?
the login details for the billboard.
So this billboard obviously is a computer, and you put an image on there,
right,
and then the image is displayed. So you'd obviously need remote login details.
Yeah, to do it from the car.
Yeah, and just get
bizarre.
Very bizarre. This guy's a genius. Do you think maybe he worked in advertising before?
Maybe.
Because if I saw a billboard with login details, nothing would compel me to log in.
To log in and bring up some porn. What was the porn film called again?
Watch Tokyo Hot. That's like advertised that the film for me.
That's a good
Have
one.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Are you in it?
Yeah, I am actually. Oh, I am amazing. Tokyo Hot. That's why my
right. That's might make
that's
sense.
That's what I could call him. I am Tokyo Hot.
Sounds like a pizza.
It does. Yeah. Like a large Tokyo Hot, please.
maybe that's what the porn was. Maybe it was just bare watching pizza. A pizza. Maybe just steamy.
Maybe it was the clip of the dad eating pizza out the bin in a sexy way.
Yeah.
Earlier.
That's dirty.
Tokyo Hot.
That's it. That's like that. Then the section. It's like they're like. Quadruple XL, like quadruple XL.
Yeah.
That's like mad dirty.
Do you like pizza? Do you find it sexy?
Why do I specifically like pizza?
You always have, you have a lot of pizza here. You've had pizza in the past.
I'm going to get a pizza at Chili Biz after this.
Get good pizza though.
Sexual pizza.
Do you like pizza?
I like pizza, yeah.
Do you find it sexy?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't want to kiss it, but.
What's the sexiest food?
Ooh.
You can't say like oysters.
Well, no, that's not sexy though. That's
yeah, but
horrible.
Like technically it's an
aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac. I was going to say hermaphrodite. Technically they're hermaphrodites. So.
What is a sexy food? Some
jelly tots.
Oh, jelly tots and baby bells.
Mini baby bells, yeah.
They're nice.
Okay.
Popcorn.
Oh yeah, that's true. What's popcorn, that? Is that your sexiest food?
Popcorn.
No, it's just because it's in front of me.
Is it sexy?
No, I'm just trying to say foods and sexy voices.
Mine's pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
That's not pigs in blankets.
Mm, that's sexy.
Mine would be some macaroni.
Because it's like going like that.
Yeah.
It so it reminds me of sex.
Yeah.
What, does your like pigs in blankets do that?
Oh. Yeah.
That's odd.
Do they have...
They're all animated. They move around and they've got eyes.
Mad.
Madding.
Bruv.
I literally live in like Disney.
I love
my whole world is Disney.
I love that.
The food talks to me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Would you want to eat food that talks to you though?
Nah. So I'm so skinny.
That's
true. Banana bread.
Yeah.
Let's bear in mind the greatest tangent ever. We were just talking about a guy logging into a billboard and then we're talking about
now
sexy food.
Like apple crumble.
So I think we can leave that story now.
Okay, I think we'll move on. Apple I have crumble. Got, if we wanted to, squeeze in some lawyer liar
great.
Stories.
Lawyer versus liar.
That's it.
Oh, you remembered. You're
yes,
never going to forget now, are you?
No, I know. I've saved it. Okay.
Hot damn.
Yeah, there are three stories this week.
All right.
Okay, let's start with number one. A 26-year-old pimp from Portland, Oregon...
Cool.
Sued Nike for £60 million, but I'm assuming that would be dollars if he was in Oregon. I don't know. Claiming the shoe manufacturer is partially responsible for a brutal beating that helped him get a 100-year prison sentence.
What?
I'm going to continue reading. This is my first time. Sidor Giroclardi. Don't please ask me to say that name again. Claims Nike should have placed a label in his Nike Air Jordan shoes, warning consumers that they could be used as a dangerous weapon.
We've got to guess whether he won or lost now.
He was wearing a pair when
he was wearing a pair of
he
shoes.
He was wearing a pair when he repeatedly stomped in the face of a man who was trying to leave a Portland hotel without paying his prostitute in June 2012. In 2013, he was found guilty of second-degree assault for using his Jordans to beat up the man.
So basically, he was just kicking someone.
Yeah, with his
in the head.
So he was saying that
stamping him out.
They were saying that you know you should let customers know that they can be a dangerous weapon on your trainers, and so you should alert.
Man,
people
his
to this.
Lawyer needs to get fired.
So he got he's got a 100-year prison sentence for that. But then
he's trying to sue for 60 mil. If he's got a 100-year prison sentence, why does he need 60 mil for?
Well,
for
it real, helps, doesn't it? I suppose
helps
I
what?
Can't, I've no idea. But
when he gets out and he's 140 years old, he'll have 60 mil to spend. That's why
he obviously lost.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. we can agree on that.
Nike's lawyers quickly countered.
Nike's lawyers replied, LOL.
quickly countered that Seoul, less argument.
Hey.
Judge Robert Durham threw out the suit shortly at the hearing. There we go. Mm. Well done to both of you. You may not know this.
That was a tricky one.
That was tricky. You may not know this, but there's a city in Turkey called Batman, which is beside the Batman River in the Batman province. Did you know that?
No.
Well, there's something you learned something today. In 2008, the city of Batman sued Christopher Nolan and Warner Brothers for using their town's name without getting permission first. The mayor of Batman said there is only one Batman in the world in his defence of the lawsuit. He claims that not only should the city receive royalties for the use of the Batman name, but they should be compensated for the psychological impact on residents, and as well as an inexplicably high suicide rate among females in Batman, all apparently caused by the Dark Knight films.
What fuck happens? Out of there.
No.
Out of there.
They lost as well.
You're saying that?
Yeah. Spectacularly.
I've only got the word no here, but that is a no. I have no more details, but no. No, they did not win. So that's that. Well done. What a tie. Here is story number three. Jennifer Connell arrived at the 8th birthday party of her nephew, Sean, who was overjoyed to see her and jumped into her arms. Connell, apparently not expecting some affection from her nephew, Sean, fell backward and broke her wrist. So, like any loving aunt, she decided to sue her 8-year-old nephew for $127,000 for negligence and carelessness.
Bomb. Wait, what? She sued
her 8-year-old nephew, Sean, for $127,000.
I've fucking seen this story.
Don't reveal it. For negligence and carelessness, because the boy should have known that a forceful greeting, such as the one delivered, could cause harm and losses served. So that she should have known that. The boy should have known that from jumping into the arms.
I think I've actually seen this.
Her kind of reasoning was, don't they teach kids anything these days, is what she said when she was suing Sean.
And they'll teach him when he's got break his piggy back and get out 127 right. grand.
Yeah, I don't think you can go to your parents and ask for a loan like that.
She won. She won, but she didn't.
What did she win?
What do you mean when she win?
Did she get the whole amount? What did she win?
Oh, no. I don't think so. No, wait. How much did she sue for?
She sued for $127,000.
No, she got like $30,000 or something.
Okay.
What, from him?
Sure. No, I swear to God, I actually read this. Okay. So I swear she got like $30,000.
What do you say, Michael?
I say she lost.
Michael is correct.
Oh, I swear I read this.
Should have read the end of the story, pal.
The jury listened to her heart-wrenching story, deliberated for 20 minutes and awarded her nothing. She later said that her insurance company had forced her to sue. No.
How did she make that story take 20 minutes?
The kid jumped into her arm, she fell over, broke her wrist. That's it. Let me sue. That's
how did you make that take 20 minutes?
I know, I don't know.
I swear I read that. I definitely remember reading it, but I must have thought, like, because it was so ridiculous
Right. So, once again, Michael Payne wins.
I've never lost.
That's very true, actually.
Do my little victory dance.
You don't really do the dabbing anymore, do you?
Nah.
It's too many, like, 14-year-olds dabbing everywhere.
Too many footballers. They had a dab cam at Wembley the other day.
That's a bit far,
really?
Isn't it?
So you have to retire when that happens.
I just got a hat, though, yeah. It's really cool. Of a bear with Biggie's famous Coogie sweater dabbing. Incredible.
Have you tried that bottle flipping thing?
No, I think that kind of passed me by.
Yeah, I haven't tried. I've
seen some funny videos. Have you seen that little
chuck your bottle of water?
Yeah, give us it. No, it's got to be. No, you've got to drink so much more of that.
Yeah, it's not.
It's got to be. I think it's got to be about a third full.
I neck it, Nat. No, sorry, that sounded wrong.
Oh, no. Not on camera, huh?
Get that, Dan, you Nat. Nah, still more.
It's a bit more, yeah.
Bit more.
Come on now, don't be silly.
This is just for the visuals.
Surely that's enough.
One more.
You've just been drowning. It's enough. You drink water quite like... It's quite
sparingly. It's quite, I don't think anything's gone since the first
that's
time.
That's nearly empty.
All right, go on, have a go. Have a quick go. This is going to piss off the people downstairs, but fuck it.
Oh, no.
Am I chucking it on the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
And be quick, because I've got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Now.
No, that was poor.
That needs to be more empty.
Yeah, it's true.
My fault. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
It's your fault.
Well, that brings us. Hannah Witten is coming in any second.
Any second now. Oh. We're going to leave you with one of my favourite songs, actually, ever. SOS band, Just Be Good To Me. We'll see you next Wednesday. We've been Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. I've got like a minute to talk over this song. Harley's just done it. He's done it. All right, I'm going to have a quick go, yeah?
Yeah.
Over,
ready,
yeah?
What? Didn't even try then. You just literally threw a bottle on the floor. That's all you did.
This is a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
do it in 40.
Friends, tell me I am crazy. Woo! Oh!
So
near.
One more go.
Alright, one more go. Go on. Unlucky. We'll see you next week. Hannah Witten's up next.